Hey man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah man, well turn it up man.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know why I'm playing? And actually, Fancy Brian doing all the heavy lifting, but I made the ask, so I'm taking the credit. You know why I ask for the Sweet Home Alabama?
You're a big fan of Southern rock?
Less so. Because the president of the United States, in this case, Joe Biden... Joe Biden made
sure?
a little stop in Sweet Home Alabama down at a Lockheed Martin plant. Apparently he's campaigning and, you know, supporting the war in Ukraine by going to a, you know, military establishment, a manufacturing base of mass destruction.
A military contractor in Alabama. Yeah. I mean, all right.
Yeah, but the fact is Joe doesn't make a lot of trips down south. I don't think he's crossed the Mason-Dixon line prior. You'd have to look it up.
I've seen reporting that Joe is threatening to, you know, go out in the midterms and really pound the pavement. Do you buy that, and what's your expectation?
Well, I don't think you need to bother pounding the pavement in Alabama. You're not going to find many friendly voters down there in the Deep South, not if you're Joe Biden. They're going to, you know, regale you with the Let's Go Brandon chant, perhaps. But you're not going to find a lot of real supporters, not for this presidency. It's too bad. You know, he offers a lot to
But don't you go there anyway? That's not why you go on Fox News, because you want to try to convince one or two or three people, and they take three of their friends, and they get three of their friends, and the next thing you don't know, you got a political movement? I mean,
well, or a pyramid scheme, one or the other. No, I don't fault the president for going to Alabama. I think it's perhaps a good thing. It's just a little unusual when Joe Biden goes down south. Look it up. I'm just telling you, I don't think he's taking a lot of
I get it. But do you think, I mean, do you believe the reporting that Joe Biden's going to get out there on the campaign trail and start hammering the Republicans during these midterms? And if so, what would you like to see from the Democratic Party, from the leader, the president of the Democratic Party, President Joe Biden? What would you like to see from his efforts for the midterms?
I don't think he's going to swing Bo Brooks's seat. I'm not sure. When you are the president of the free world, you know, when you are the most important man in the world, positionally speaking, I know you think you are, but, you know, probably some would defer to the president.
Right. Well,
we've only got
might.
So many days on the calendar, so many places you can stump, so many places you can go. And I don't know if I'd have started, you know, the first leg of my Southern strategy with the trip to, you know, a war machine manufacturer in Alabama. I don't know if I'd well, go
we got to retool, man. We got to restock. We're sending all sorts of war machinery over to Ukraine.
Well, if he's going to go anywhere, how about he goes down to Florida and sticks it in Ron DeSantis's ear? Why don't you go down to Florida? I mean, Ron DeSantis thinks he's going to win Florida big. He's going to pivot immediately. He's going to follow the ever successful Scott Walker tact and pivot immediately to running for president. So about a year from now, Ron DeSantis will be filthy in Iowa. He'll be filthy in Iowa by end of next summer, even spring of next year. All he will be doing is spending time in New Hampshire and Iowa. And if he doesn't run, the gob of money that he's raised, well, Donald Trump could effectively seize the DeSantis money for his own reelective campaign. So it's going to come to a head.
Wait, how does that work?
Well, he is the head of the Republican Party, and if you're sitting on
yeah, but if I give money to Ron DeSantis, you're going to tell me that somehow Trump gets access to that money?
Well, Trump can call in the chips. I am telling you, Ron DeSantis would end up giving a big chunk of his war chest to the Donald Trump campaign for president in 2024.
I think it's just more of the disarray, man. I mean, I look forward to that fight. You know, a couple of wackadoodles, Don Trump and DeSantis in Florida, each with gobs of money, going after each other and splitting this party and splintering it. I mean, I'm not going to say split. I'm going to say splinter, man. There's so many different wackadoodle factions of this party right now. It's kind of sad in some regards, but in some way it's very, very poetic in like a Martin Scorsese kind of way.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure if Joe Biden's going to earn local media coverage in Alabama. What's he going to be on the local lefty talk station down in Muscle Shores? Yeah. You know, he'd be better off going to Florida. Lots of media markets. That'd be earned media. You know, he wouldn't have to pay for it. He could just go down there and darken the doorstep of Ron DeSantis. And Ron could either go meet the president on the tarmac. If you'll recall, I think even Wanker had to go meet Barack Obama, when he'd come to town, right? Yeah. So anyways, will Ron DeSantis meet him on the tarmac? I think he'd almost have to, wouldn't he? Ceremonially speaking, what's he got a more important date washing his hair?
Well, I mean, you would think so, but, you know, there's, you know, don't look to history or tradition anymore, man. I mean, I don't think that those things matter or play anymore. Not in today's political environment. Certainly not with the GOP.
Who's the former Republican turned Democrat, Christie or whatever? Not Chris Christie, but who's the Dems' best hope in Florida? Guy who's going to get beat by double digits, probably. I think it's Republican turned Democrat. I think it's the former senator. I can't remember.
Oh, right. Yeah. White hair, really tan. Imagine that coming from Florida.
He spent some time on the beach getting rid of his tan lines, getting rid of his low T problem, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, exactly. Some testicle tanning.
Now, I've seen some pictures of Fancy Brian out there on the beach by the Trump place in Miami. You know, there was a nude beach last time Dom and I went to Miami. We did broadcast from the boardwalk, but there was a nude beach like two places down just past the Trump Towers. And I'm shocked that Dom didn't, you know, take care of his low T condition, get some tanning in. We never did make it to the nude beach.
No, we talked about it, never made it. But I did remember there are a lot of Russian-speaking folks down in Miami when we were down there. Lots and lots. And they had lots of young girls hanging around them as well.
Yeah, they look like Russian mobsters at that one club we went to. Maybe we were the ones out of place.
never.
Come back with us. You're always at home with the Devil's Advocates. We'll get you home safe. You can always join the party. 844-967-2789.
Crime, corruption, immorality, abortion, sodomy, sexual perversion, sweep our land.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
I want it freed from political correctness and social experimentation.
Have at it.
And then we will be straight.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.